All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Apes on Tapes.
We sound like an infomercial.
Welcome to Horny Headquarters.
Nigga said, yeah, fair enough. Horny Headquarters it is.
Reporting live from Horny Headquarters.
Horny HQ.
With the horniest niggas. Cheeksy Chino.
He's definitely looking at cheeks right now.
I'm not.
Ludo bro. Four pussies full.
That nigga always looking at cheeks.
Mid
episode.
Are you dumb, blood?
Hey, I'll be happy with just one right now, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't greedy.
I ain't got no hoes.
For real, blood.
You know what hold me down?
You know what I realized when I had no hoes? You see, when we went out last week, I took a £70 cab from South London.
Fucking hell. You got cab home?
Yeah. Nah, and I was just like up. I was like, damn.
You can't even say no and you up text.
Yeah. I had no hoes. Yeah. I was like, back in the old days. Yeah.
Who are you texting?
Huh? Leave him, man. Yeah. No,
he's got acquaintances.
Nigga should be coming.
My friends, bro.
I was saying, back in the old days, I had a train lined up for us.
A who?
Yo, where to Ludo? I don't do trains. Was we calling that off cab?
You ain't never done a train, bro?
Nah, I don't do trains.
Nah, I ain't been involved.
I can't lie, Ludo told me a story. Like, spooked the hell out of me. I said, nah, I ain't never.
Not doing that saved my life. Saved my life, bro.
What do you know about Ching Chang Chong in the train?
Huh?
See you crazy.
We call it Ching Chang Chong. We call it Ching Chang Walla.
Nah, we call it Ching Chang Chong or Rock, Paper, Scissors.
We used to call it Ching Chang Chana.
Ching Chang Chana?
Back when I was a kid, yeah.
Who?
That's what we used to call it back in the day.
Would you say?
Ching Chang Walla, bro.
Because you know, like, my part is...
What are you saying?
Yeah. Weird, but they're a bit different.
So you're saying you got to, like, you do that to figure out who's going first and that?
Hey, like,
yo, where's that nigga going to? I'm going last.
That's a nasty.
That nigga said he needs to feel it.
To feel it. He needs to... The primal energy, bro.
So he needs to feel the must.
The must. Hey, the blood, sweat, and tears, bro.
It needs the walls all warmed up. But that's crazy, you know. That's a crazy thought, you know. You think about it.
Hey, man. Hear him out. He ain't got to start off with it. He needs to go.
There's certain rules when you're in a train. 100 strokes max.
What?
Some niggas revving it up like, yo.
Doing special skills in that.
Yo, Gem, open the door, nigga. Get out.
I got a feeling when a cooch already in third gear. You know what I'm saying?
Man are cheating.
But
overstroking. You know when a man's had the rollie for too long?
Yo,
week right. Each.
You know what I mean?
Friday to Sunday is mine.
And then,
nigga,
you might have ever seen a clicker. You go, click on there, stroking. Hey, that's 7 strokes, one thing.
You know? But dude, this is the corner.
I know, combine, full time.
This off hard.
Yeah. Combine, full time. That's a 4.3.
They definitely got the lighting. They definitely got the real equipment. The real equipment for that.
And you see a nigga come out of the train, he's trying to skip the line and go seconds.
You know, come back. You know, like those old cartoons. Yeah, when you try to get to an older cinema movie, innit?
Oh yeah.
And there's two by six.
Or they pull like shades and a hat on, and a trench coat. You're like, morning. Get back in the line.
Man. Well, we can have, look how we don't even do intro. We just step into the jokes, bro. That's
but
funny.
Train MMF. Nah, I'm perfectly okay.
MMF. You can go to hell,
nigga. That's a rapper. Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
I heard one nigga saying that. Him and his boy would like share a condom, like in the
That's not real. That's ridiculous.
Apparently, the nigga who said it, yeah, said that he used the dom first, so he didn't really care.
If you use it first, then fair enough.
But
no, not fair enough. What am I talking about?
No, but
I mean on your part, I guess.
Wait. If I use it, then I just put it on a thing, and you use it. That's your you're the
yeah,
one,
yeah,
not
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Well, at least he comes back and says, okay, I'm gonna reuse it.
Alright, cool. I want to tell a story, but
wait, before you do this, can we be serious? 30 seconds, yeah.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Scott Hall.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Razor Ramon. That shit. Listen, man. I was heartbroken. Like, people who know me know I'm the
biggest wrestling fan.
One of the biggest wrestling fans ever, innit? That shit broke my heart.
I've seen it all over Instagram.
He was good in the hood, man. He actually was a Cuban, bro.
Bro, I can't believe, yeah, he got away with that because the thing is, he played the character so well.
Yeah, he did, man.
Like, he was just, he might be the coolest
man was
wrestler.
Good in Miami, yeah. In the hoods.
Like, right? he might have been the coolest wrestler ever, innit? And for me, it kind of opens up like a bigger conversation for like 2 minutes, yeah? It's just that, like, the older we get, this is going to start happening more often. We're like, especially wrestlers, because... Yeah. listen, the era that he wrestled in, like the late 80s, early 90s, the steroids and the drugs and the wild lifestyle, wasn't it? Like, it's going to...
That's just the physical toll.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And the way they managed wrestlers back then, the physical toll, they were wrestling like 300 days out of the year, wrestling and multiple times sometimes, isn't it?
You see what you said when like it's going to be happening more often because of the age. You see, like, I see my dad and like this nigga getting like dressing fly.
Yeah.
Got smiling faces. Got someone's funeral. I was like, damn. Like, but he's been to like 10 funerals. Like, most of the people he's come to are getting to like 60, 70.
That's gonna be hard.
And I was like, I don't know why. I feel like Jamaicans, they see death in a weird way. They see it as a time to
like a celebration.
Yeah, you know I mean, shake your leg.
Some people see it as you're celebrating a person's life, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what they do in Congo, in the Matanga.
I see people crying in the Matanga.
But still, it's like a celebration kind of thing, though. My mom will get all dressed up in that shit. My mom will dress in black to go to no Matanga. She will dress up.
When I die, you gotta cry, bro. Honestly,
cry. Yeah, you better be crying.
Bios, Ludo's world.
I need to see snot and tears.
I want to see that face like printed on my thing with the wing. Even though I might not be heaven, but I would see the wings and that.
I might not be in heaven. I might not be heaven. I'm going to be at Ludo's funeral, so I know Ludo's looking up
what
at us.
Who?
If I die, don't put me in your bio because then when you
Insta bio, not Twitter bio. Not Twitter.
But when niggas see me in the Twitter, like in the Twitter bio,
they're like, ooh. We're smoking on you.
Also, when I die, if we spoke, don't tell people.
Don't do it.
Don't screenshot the DMs of me first in your DMs. Don't do
that. I'm telling my sister to deny all the hoes. All of them.
You see, I say it plenty.
Can't
times.
Believe you niggas managed to chimpify me saying rest in peace, Scott Hall, but continue.
But you know them ones, like when babes just be taking random videos of you.
Yeah.
It's for when you die. So they can claim that they know you. Like, it's never like, they just be randomly taking videos.
So many men be jammed up.
Gonna
so
die
man.
Soon. Let me take a video of him.
Who?
Yeah.
That's what that chicks are thinking. Is gonna die soon. Let me take a video.
He in the streets.
Literally, so many men get jammed up because of that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, literally, that Pop Smoke does like 30 different things the same.
Bad.
What I'm saying.
There's a period of my life I would have been finished from you, bro. I was like, bro, I'm too why the crazy streets? I can't die, bro.
When Ludo goes,
I'm gonna die, but because it would have been
Ludo. When you go, I'm gonna go up to your Karski. You lot seen that video when the guy's like, you was faking a hood, nigga. I'm gonna be me over your Karski. You was faking a dead ass, nigga. Faking a hood, nigga.
Just before this gets too AP, let me just say one last thing. The point I was making, in terms of wrestling and like wrestlers dying and stuff, innit? He's done a lot of evil. But the day Vince McMahon, like, because he's getting up there. Oh, he has to be getting close to like 80. I'm sure he's in the 70s.
Yeah, he's clear.
The day Vince McMahon goes, like,
that's
it's going to break my heart.
Yeah. It's going to break your heart, but that's going to be the funniest time on Twitter.
Because everyone's going to be bringing up all the shit.
Yeah.
Real. It's crazy.
Bonkers.
Hand on my heart. There's going to be a minute silence in the hood. Hand on my heart.
There has to be for Vince McMahon. There has to be.
Hand on my heart.
For him.
Wasn't he getting that end? The N word off crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
He was.
He was getting off,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, all of them were. All of them were. Do you know what you have to understand is that all them wrestlers back then, they were all getting it off. Like Booker T said it. Like, apparently Ric Flair's mad racist.
Yeah.
Like Booker T said it on his podcast. Ric Flair's mad racist. And Ric Flair's got bare like sexual assault claims as well. So low key.
Yeah,
I mean,
him.
I fuck with Sting anyway. So, but anyway, all I'm saying is rest in peace, Scott Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. One of my favorites. The bad guy, the coolest wrestler ever. Rest in peace.
In a wider conversation as well, by the way, just very quickly. It's going to be crazy when when you get up there in age and then all your friends start leaving.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
Like just one by one, bruv. Yeah.
But I always said,
I'd rather that than them leave through, just age than other situations that some of my friends have left through. So,
yeah. True that, though, man.
Pick that. Pick that or anything, man.
See, like, sometimes I think about my funeral, in the shower. Like, you see them random thoughts. Mm. And I was like, all right. I'd want everyone to be happy. I don't want everyone in all black.
All black crying. I want someone go to the thing, take me. have you seen the woman jumping the casket?
Yeah,
man.
Bury with him.
I want mine in all white.
Yeah.
I want mine in all white.
All white. Jamaicans love all white.
You're not going anywhere where they're
Jamaicans
where they
love all white.
I know Reams is going to pull up all white bloody shoes.
All white pink. All white pink wallabies.
Yo!
They want me just like Mace.
Fuck stuff up, real.
But yeah, because I know. I know Jamaicans only go funerals just to judge each other's curry goat.
I hear
my dad goes funeral and he said, "Yo, the curry goat is whack." Like, yo, like, wasn't that your man's?
His people's got cook.
Should have had me in there.
Yeah, that's my nigga, but he whack.
I said the curry goat is whack. Fucking
hell. I'm being serious. They just pull up and just judge each other. I'm like, hey, that's the vibe I want. Mm. I thought if I go early, my dad better be whipping up the baddest curry goat. I can't be going outside. Like that.
Crazy,
niggas pulling up to my funeral saying the curry goat is whack. I'll be screaming in my grave.
Pull up to your funeral with a top boy full of jello, so just in case.
Just in case.
If
you go and there's no Ntaba in your thing, I'm going to be mad, bro.
There's going to be bad Ntaba
at my
thing.
I'm going to be mad, blood.
But yeah, if I get to the A's, there's
going
to be...
go to Okongolese Matanga and Ntaba. You crazy, bro.
There's going to be... If I get to the like ages of like 40, 50 and you niggas are still with me, there's going to be instructions for you lot for what you have to do at my funeral.
I hear that.
Like you may have to pull up in all pink.
Pink.
You can't tell a soul why you're in all pink.
I hear that.
It just has to be
just a little inside joke.
Yeah. And if my mom cusses you out, you gotta hold that.
You gotta hold that.
Because
yeah.
I'm gonna be laughing from above or
below.
From below, nigga.
Oh, below.
Yeah. Nah. You know what? From middle, you're gonna be in like purgatory, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, chilling.
Yeah, yeah. God's gonna wear. He might take a year to wear it up.
You know them niggas. You know them niggas who stay in spirits and just start spooking niggas.
Yeah.
That's gonna be me.
Casper type shit.
Yeah. Say Alex gonna be a Raman in the spirit world.
Well, she has a question. If obviously knock on wood, innit. But if you guys were to like die, yeah, like who would you haunt?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably one of my teachers.
That's a good shout.
I'm trying to think who was the biggest hater. Ah, my English teacher. That nigga made me cry in year 7. Are you mad? Oh, he stuck it all over me. Like, you know them ones he was sending out mad threats? Like he was like, I was doing mad badness in class, and then he was like, "All right, cool, I'm telling your dad everything." And he decided he even added extra spice on.
He started embezzling it. Oh.
But I knew once I get home, I was finished. I wasn't crying because of him.
Yeah, because the consequences at home. Yeah.
I was like, you disturbing my dad, like in the middle of the day, like 2 p.m. I was like, yeah. Oh, man. He was a coon as well, man. Fuck that nigga, man.
I don't know how I'd haunt you. Know?
He's from Wales, and he was. Niggas don't live in Wales.
Wales, bro.
I said, what you doing in Wales?
Who would you hold, Alex?
You should be Wales 14, that's it.
Do you know what? I don't think he'd be anyone personal. Can I be honest? Yeah, it might be Rafa Benitez, I can't lie. I can't lie.
For what?
I kind of associate Liverpool's banter.
Nobody haunting the exes or anything.
Nah, I associate Liverpool's banter era. Nah, I can't lie. The devil will get my ex. She's fine. I kind of associate Liverpool's banner era with Benitez, isn't
it? The start of it.
Yeah, bro. Guy's a donut. Yeah,
that was freaky for you lot. I don't know how you two held it down, like, bruv. That was a good 3 years.
Nah, it was more than that. It was more than that. From like 2010, so we finished second in 2008-09.
The and then it went downhill.
From 9-10 to when we hired Klopp,
I would say from year 8, year 9 onwards up until...
Yeah, so I was in year 7 when we finished second.
Yeah, I was in year 8 myself. Because from year.
And then...
All through our secondary was whack, more or less.
Basically, from my whole secondary school life.
We had like 1 year, good year, like when I was in college.
I was in year 12.
Okay, yeah, so college.
I was in year 12, yeah.
We had one good year then, but for most of secondary in college, was whack.
Yeah. So yeah. Outside of 1 year, from year 7 up until whack. I had no bragging rights in school. No bragging rights
in school. I've been talking about shit in 2005. I couldn't even remember,
bro. I'm in school trying to convince man David Ngog's better than Berbatov.
Like, that's oh, my days.
That's where I was at, trying to tell man, yeah, Jay Spearing's cold, though. Like, look, yeah, Jordan Ross, these brothers all stink.
You was in the mud. All that's of these, crazy.
Listen. Since this is what I've been trying to say, Ludo said this on Twitter the other week, innit? Since we produced Jamie Carragher, Robbie Fowler, Steven Gerrard, and Michael Owen in the space of like 3 years, yeah.
McManaman as well, probably a bit.
McManaman, yeah. Right time we produced Robbie Fowler.
Redknapp as well. Was Redknapp Liverpool?
No, we signed him from somewhere.
But earlier, but yeah, you're gone.
From then, from the early mid 90s up until Trent got promoted in 2016, we had no one. We didn't, all these whack brers that were trying to gaslight us about, like
Spearing,
like Jay Spearing, Jordan Rossiter,
Herbie Kane.
Man got PTSD.
Yeah, who was the other brother? The black dude who I'm pretty sure he went oh. Jerome Sinclair. I'm pretty sure he was flying oh. right. And it wasn't until Trent and Curtis Jones, innit? Yeah. So from basically 20 years, we ain't produced no one.
So this is
what's that Donny's name?
This is all because of Rafa Benitez.
No, not the youth. That's not his fault. Oh. But that 6-7 year Banner era was all his fault.
What's that guy that you lot had in your year? I mean, in your academy. I think his last name was like Lewis or something. Was it Lewis?
Harvey Elliott.
No, it's there's some guy that
from Fulham.
He was living the same life as like Lewis Baker, but it was like 26 and playing for under-23s for time. One mixed race guy.
Kevin Stewart probably, but we signed him from Tottenham, didn't we?
Yeah.
We signed him from Tottenham.
Who do you want?
Me, I'd,
No ex is your haunt, you know?
He's definitely haunting his ex.
Nah, definitely.
You're definitely haunting your ex, don't lie.
Not,
bro, it's recorded on the
podcast. We would haunt her, bro.
I haunt her for you. Forget Benitez, I'll haunt her.
my auntie.
Hey. Recipes aren't, but the easy done is enough.
Hey.
What's she done to you?
Hey, somebody, hey.
Nigga said my auntie, that's crazy.
Is it like an auntie or like a...
It was like, no, it's like it's not a immediate.
Can you fuck
family,
her auntie?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, man.
It's not, fuck it's not,
yeah,
it's
that
not
right, sorry, my bad.
It's more of a second cousin, but you call her auntie.
Oh, because she's old, that much older than you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, some of these women are evil, blood.
What is it? What is it about her that like...
Nah, more than anything, it wasn't even like to us. Just kind of made like my mum and dad's life a bit jarring.
Fair enough.
Oh yeah, of
it's a get back type of thing.
Hey, yeah, I hear that.
I'm all for get backs.
Yeah.
There's no time on a get back.
Oh, can I go back to my train story?
Go on.
All right, cool. There's one who like trains were kind of messed up. Like, my first time in the train was spooky because it was like she was sorting out the train. She was organizing.
She was project managing it.
Yeah, yeah. So
wait, the shorty was sorting out the train.
Yeah, yeah. She knew. Everyone. I was like, damn. I was like, this is. I'm in the movie right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, she got like the list. Okay, I'll take you.
Yeah. But all I know is, yeah,
this is the order.
No. Literally. So I was first.
Did she patterned the order.
She well? Picked me first.
I was first draft pick.
I was like
number one with the baggy suit. Like, oh.
I was like,
check your hand with commissioner. She's the commissioner.
I was like, hey. I don't think I'm ready. But yeah, so I must have been in there, yeah. And then,
did you get nerves?
Yeah, not really. But all I hear was.
I think obviously
now we're gonna talk about this after.
Yeah, but I think a train is, you know, it's crazy. I think I probably produce better because obviously that's how people wait outside the room.
Yeah, yeah.
But as MMF for example, there's another nigga there right there, bro.
Wait. So nice, how did this train take place? Was everyone present?
Everyone was sitting in the living room.
Yeah,
and niggas was in and out.
Oh.
Was everyone in the same room?
Were you in the room with everyone while you were having your turn?
No. Okay. Private room. But then, all right, cool. So I'm doing my thing now with Shorty now. And then I feel something on my back. And it was like, it was my guy. He was like, hey, I'm next. I said, all right, let me finish up. And then the most embarrassing thing ever. So I was in there. I was trying to try new stuff. And I spat in her mouth. And then my boy must have peeped in trying to see who's next, but he must have seen me spitting them out. And he was like, hey, he's lipsing her. I was like, no. I was like, no. I swear. And then, and I get out now.
But why are man cock watching?
Yeah, what? No, because I was
taking
there,
long.
I was there for a minute.
It was over the stroke limit,
bro. Yeah, I can't lie, you're probably getting the pussy ready.
So then,
warming it up.
I was like, all right, whatever. I was bare young these times, and then I get out now, and then niggas are fighting over the last dump.
Oh, that's crazy. How many niggas was this?
I'm not disclosing the numbers.
Do you know what that's like? You know when we don't get picked first. Remember when Lamar got drafted? And Neil goes to him, he's like, "What could you have done to get drafted much earlier?"
Yeah.
And he was like, "Nothing."
I'm women.
But all right, cool. So then
it doesn't even matter no more. We're
so
Raven.
So then I
oh man.
I was like, all right, whatever. And then I came out
he's
of
lips
it.
In her.
So then I came out of it.
I'm trying to plead your case.
And then
I was communicating, I was conversing.
So the person who lost the fight for the last dorm had to tech to the shops. And so I was like, I don't want to be here. And then
you're a better man than me. I'd have got my shit off and left.
Yeah, no. So then I was like, all right, cool. I'm gonna get up now, and I'm gonna go to this girl's house who I've been speaking to, because I felt like violated
after a train.
Yeah.
Go home, bro.
So then,
guy, bro.
Go home and wash the sin off. Go home.
Better go home, run a bathtub, put like five kilograms of salt in there.
So as I'm leaving,
some Dettol,
and
something.
Soak.
Yeah. So as I'm leaving, I see my nigga. He's like, I got it. It was like the last golden ticket.
The golden ticket.
I got it. And I was like, yo, I'm out of here, man. Like, this is spooky.
Spooky, and dog.
Yeah. Nah, I remember beforehand she was talking about a body count. A body count was nuts.
Oh, swear.
And I was like, and that night it could have went 40 to 50. Like,
wait,
not, like, we don't know how many people she was with.
But we don't know because we weren't there.
Yeah.
Do you know what's nuts, yeah? You see how,
like, by the way, that story was completely fabricated.
You see what's nuts, yeah? you see how when you're completely sober and you see how, and then you're watching people drunk and you're thinking, right, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know I might behave like that.
Yeah.
You see when you're done and PNC hit you and then you see all the other niggas in the room warning you as well, you're thinking, this is nuts.
Nah, yeah.
I can't stay there.
I'm not in that situation.
I couldn't be in that kind of environment. I remember there was one time, me and my guys.
But you know, I don't know, like, the logistics. Did a girl just come up to you? Because with me, I've always been fascinated. How does a training happen? Like, how do you approach that type of stuff?
Yeah.
The way it happened,
like, did she come up to you like, yo, I'm into this? Because a lot of people are into those type of things.
Cool. The way it happened is that it's like the way we bumped into her, it was just like, it was all meant to happen. Like, how am I meant to stop God's blessing?
Did you know everyone that you partook in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'd be spooky if you didn't, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. But that's a spooky day, I can't lie.
You're speaking crazy on the Lord right now as well, by the way. Speaking crazy on the Lord right now.
Forgive me. But yeah, and I remember one time, there was a time where me and my guys, we all beat the same thing, yeah. And then I got that dreaded text. Hey, my guy texted me, he's like, hey, I think I caught something. I said, huh?
Oh no.
And then that morning, I picked up every man, yeah. I was like, hey, we're going to clinic right now. And then
no, you picked them up. I don't want by myself. Fuck you, nigga. No. I'm good.
Yeah, listen, and I quote someone in this room, and I quote, I've had more STDs than you've had hot dinners.
Hey, I don't know who said that.
Oh my days.
That sounds like a Chino line.
As I quote, someone said that in this room. Hey. That's a direct quote.
You say that?
I never said that in my life.
That's what hot dinners.
Hot, do you know how many hot
Hey, this nigga, I know he has a hot dinner every night. He got a hot dinner waiting for him. We're going to go home now, I've a hot dinner waiting for him.
But yeah,
that's so a lot of sometimes too, bro.
That's a lot of STDs.
That's a lot of STDs,
and
bro.
Everyone got tested, at that point. Yeah. I got the all negative. Mm. And then the other niggas, they got that, all positive.
You got that good immune system.
Yeah, I was like, listen, man. Sometimes the meat ain't long enough to reach the STDs. I said, I'm lucky.
Yes, I'm fine, bro.
I said, the Lord bless me.
I can't reach.
I hear when the STDs were sleeping.
You're so dumb. You're so dumb. Hey,
I'm done now, but yeah.
Yeah, but so she came to you like, okay, what? Like, did you really know the girl before? She came to you like, okay,
no,
that's what we're doing.
Nah.
Because some girls are like, yeah, you know, I like your guy too. Yeah, go do.
Yeah, but
I've never seen that.
I'll give it an alley-oop.
But you know what? It's
I throw it to Atlas.
Me?
But I feel like...
Yeah.
I'm rimming that. The ball, not the
But I feel like the wildest time
I just clocked.
The wildest times of my sex life was like when I was like fresh in, and then I realized sex is kind of dead, like when I
you calm down.
Like, yeah, when you're horny, like when you first start running, you're thinking this is great.
You would do anything,
yeah, bro.
But yeah, then you hit like 2021 and it's like, yo, like
No, that's still a bit young. I'm still going crazy
2021?
Yeah.
I stopped, yeah.
Not the year 2021.
No. I stopped going crazy and
I get jammed up. Like,
Fez listening, yeah, watching for dates.
He's like, oh. We got his ass.
He's got a wire.
We got his
ass.
What do you need exactly?
And Vinny Siegel.
I need 50 bucks.
50 what, boss?
50 bucks, weed. 50 bucks.
Hey, Beanie Seagull feeding the air.
Yeah, he's like, ah, oh, shit.
Just the helicopters are feds.
Hey, off the back of that, yeah, I don't know if you even want to answer this, innit, but have you ever, like, struggled under the bright lights before?
What,
depends what bright light. What do you mean by bright light?
Like, you're in there with a new thing, yeah, and the junior's just not cooperating, blood. I'll tell you, I'm closed today.
All right, no, I've never had that.
I've
never jammed.
He's not cooperated.
I've had it
when the junior's checked out early.
Yeah.
But he's never not cooperated, but he's checked out early before.
Yeah, yeah.
Checked out early.
Which one do you reckon is worse?
Checkouts at 3 p.m. I've checked out.
It depends. But for example, say he checks out early, but you've really been having a relationship with this girl for a while.
That's fine.
She really knows what your levels are.
It's like, bro, it's like.
But on the first time, junior not cooperating, or you checking out early on your first time, you're written off, bro.
Yeah,
it's like, because a lot of times girls don't gonna give you another chance, bro. It's a waste.
No, there's been a time where it clocked out early, and I was like, it's just that your face is so pretty.
This doesn't usually happen to me.
Me not but, early all the time.
It's been a while. That's the go-to. It's been a while.
Nigga, I was fucking yesterday.
What do you reckon is worse? Wait, sorry, are you going
to... Yeah, but then...
I think not cooperating is worse. Because at least you got to get me.
Nah.
Okay, let's say...
At least finish it early. I'm leaving it with something.
Yeah, you're leaving with... But here's my thing. Yeah. Let's say, you only get in about, like, I don't know, like 30 strokes. Yeah. Like, let's say they're like... Pause, but like 30 amazing strokes.
Yeah.
That's better than no strokes at all.
30 is a decent amount of strokes.
Right, how many strokes do you need to know that you're checking out early?
Do I need to know that?
How many strokes do you need to know that?
Because you always know. I can tell
after 10 strokes. Yeah. I'll be real. Yeah. One time I knew while I was doing foreplay. I was getting brain and I was like, yo.
You're leaking.
I was like, yo. This is
going to be an early one.
Yeah. Early night today.
Sometimes.
Early shower.
Now you're thinking about all the wreck he was talking. Like, I can't fulfill any of this. This is nuts.
You know, like you know, like Euros 1980s when Garinicus to the bench. Get him off. to Gascoigne because he's about to get sent off. Get him off. Early, bro.
You're telling yourself I'm a bozo.
Like you said you wouldn't mind like night early if the girl's cheating. Like, you're gonna tell.
Yeah. Exactly. If she's got a man.
Yeah. She got a man. You're gonna tell.
That happened to me once. She had a man. A night quick. I said.
Yeah. But he like, you're gonna be quiet anyway.
You gotta say shush, whatever. Tell him then.
Yeah, tell him then.
Tell everyone. Go on, tell everyone you cheated on your man.
Mm-hmm. I thought, that's nuts. Just that, not in early, but it happens, man.
No, it's not nuts. It's not a natural thing.
It happens early though. Like it happens. Sorry, like sometimes you're not early. Like you were human beings, Zach. Like.
Yeah, not cooperating is nuts, you know.
I think like you can. It happens when you drink too much alcohol.
But not cooperating.
Yeah, that's normal.
No,
I can't lie, off the liquor.
Give Danny, I'm going crazy.
Them cocktails.
I can't lie, off the liquor, bro.
Yeah, off the liquor, bro. Hey.
No, it's a fine line, bro.
I'd be getting headaches.
It's a fine line.
All the blood's downstairs. Like, there ain't no blood in my brain.
Head rush, bro.
It's a fine line, though. Like, you go over it, yeah. You get whiskey dick, you're done out here, bro.
Nah, I can't lie.
Like, I haven't had whiskey in ages.
Yeah, if I get Ray Dick, pause. But now, if I'm drinking...
Ray J?
Yeah. If I'm drinking Ray Nephew, and yeah... You're gonna need a lot more to get a night out of me.
Hey, I'm never drinking that shit ever.
Out of here, bro.
No, but no alcohol. I think alcohol is like a Viagra for me.
Certain kinds like red wine, Magnum.
Red wine.
Have you ever popped a Viagra?
Red wine does red wine does a mad thing.
Red wine.
I don't pop Viagra yet, and like be hard for like 3 hours, but I don't need to be hard for that long, bro.
Yeah,
I'd be there lectures or something just hard as hell.
Yeah, I popped a quarter.
I've had tires.
But you know, what I hate the most. Like, speaking of that, like you know when you just get hard randomly.
Yeah. You
got to
deal with that.
Yeah. And one time I was in school. I was in like year 8. No, I was like year 10 or year 11. And I think I got called up to like write something on the board. Teacher was like picking on people, innit? And I'm like, allow it, man.
Better not be me.
I'm on rock. Allow it, man.
You sit up for too long.
Allow it, man. Oh, I managed to like disguise it innit, but I can't lie. Loki, the trick is you gotta do the
You
gotta lay it on your.
Yo, how'd you hide all that meat, big bro? How'd you hide that?
You gotta tuck it under the belt.
Hey, the waistband thing. Yeah, waistband thing.
You gotta slap it like.
What, nigga, it's going to your chest?
Nah, not on my chest, nigga.
Hey,
but nah,
nigga, like Atlas. Nigga, like Atlas got a baseball bat right under the thing.
So the thing's like. So if you're standing up, it's pointing upwards.
Yeah. Drain all the blood and that.
There was a few times on the train. And I had nothing to cover it with. And like, you know, it's too bait.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing like jogging bottoms. The training, you know, the night training one?
Yeah.
And it's like, they're thin.
Yeah, they're thin.
So I was poking out. I was like, my stop's here. Bro, I just missed my stop, man. I swear to you. I was like,
crazy.
Bro, it's one of the ones where you're just tensing your leg or you're just trying to like.
Think of things like, you know.
You're trying to. Oh, are you trying to like think of something else? I don't know, like the homies are something.
No, yeah. The worst one is getting them like in the gym or at pool, like when you're wearing shorts.
Yeah.
And you're wearing like you're not wearing like a good pair of boxers, maybe like a loose pair. You know the ones that are like shorts.
Yeah.
I stopped wearing those. Car like it was too often where like I would get a random stiffy and it's just swinging about. And you know when it swings about and like the tip finish. The tip is like it's like it's like not even that. The tip is like brushing against the material and it's like
oh, I'm crying.
Shit felt kind of good.
Like you ever get a sex flashback while doing something?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you already get up at work.
Yeah, like, I'll be playing for, I'll be there, like, stop for, like, 30 seconds, you're like, the fuck, you don't get back in the position. I'm like, whoa, I'm over here that, right
that
now.
This nigga hard in the middle of the field, bro. That's crazy.
Bro, mean times, bro.
It happens to be at work too often. I hate them. You know, you're just chilling. When you're on the train or something, and, like, you're just daydreaming. And then all of a sudden, like, you snap out the daydream, and you look down, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Flashes to that scene, you're like, wow.
Bro.
Hey, yo, flipping... Yeah, what I was gonna say before, yeah, was because that whole not showing up to the game happened to be like a couple of times in my life, and I wasn't even drunk. I was completely sober.
Oh, shut up.
This is completely sober.
Do you think you psyched yourself up too much for it, or?
I think when you get there,
because sometimes asking the issues if you psych yourself up too much, innit?
You get there and it's a new thing, and then you're eager to prove yourself.
You're on trial. Steps and that. Like you can play your game, bro.
Do you know what it's like? It's like you show up to a new club, but all of a sudden your first game's Champions League.
Yeah.
And you walk outside, everywhere is booming. Right, and you're damn, I got to perform today. Yeah. Shit, crazy.
Sometimes you just got to be on your Wayne Rooney bag and just grab that hat trick.
I guess from the batch, innit?
Yeah, I think it was from the batch.
I tried everything, bruv. I tried everything that night. It didn't just stay back.
Cheeksy, you know.
Oh, yeah. It was
crazy. I was in the bathroom. I pulled up the hub. It was nuts. Nothing was happening.
Oh, I swear down.
It wasn't happening.
You wanted them ones.
It wasn't happening. I tried to engineer something.
Who did you try to use?
Hey, good question, bro.
Who did you try to use?
Did you search up?
If it was Sarah J, I can understand why it wasn't working.
No, I tried to pull up the OD.
You should have just typed in 1998 DX and just... looked at your bleach. What's the difference?
I was never one of them niggas anyway. Whatever.
You never used Sarah J?
He's the one that brought up Sarah J into like popular.
What I'm saying is I'm not gonna say his name because he's not here to defend himself. But someone that I think everyone here knows said they've done it to Sarah J over 1,000 times.
A thousand times?
I'm not saying his name.
I know. I don't even know who said that, but I know who said that. that nigga said that.
Mm. 1,000 times?
It wasn't Chino.
Is that the nigga that was saying that he stroked his meat like 7 times?
Nah, it wasn't him actually.
Oh,
it wasn't him actually.
That was
everyone kind of needs to get off that. You was young, man. You've all tried to see what your limits were. You tried to see what your limits were, man.
You think I'm Goku? I don't need to push myself to those limits.
Hey, you try to see what you get,
nigga.
Bro,
I haven't had like porn howlers like that, but I've just had like I feel like my train was a sex howler. Like I wouldn't do it again.
That was nuts, bro. What do you think? That's very crazy.
But would you do the Sarah? So was her name Sarah J?
Sarah J.
Yeah.
Acting like you don't know her name.
You know full well who she
is. You don't know her name. You might ask, you don't know her name.
You know damn well who that is.
Fuck.
Like, Sarah who?
You think we're stupid?
I nearly got him with that.
They could try to fool me.
But no, yeah, like...
Hey, when you was
would
younger,
you do it again?
Being young was a spooky time.
Do what again?
The Sarah J.
Now?
Yeah.
I'm older now, no.
I guarantee everyone here's you Sarah J. I've used Sarah J before.
No, I haven't.
You're lying.
Older now. No,
you're lying.
I haven't. I joked about it, but I ain't.
You're lying. If I come in with a polygraph next time we record, it's on the table.
I promise you, put Sarah J right in front of me. My meat's not moving.
Well, not now because she's like 50.
Yeah,
but
put when was her peak? Her Gareth Bale year?
Early 2000s, I guess. Isn't
it? Put a video right there.
Oh. Well, there's four niggas in the room. I would hope not.
Hey.
You're also
saying not your first rodeo.
Huh?
You got to imagine.
It's not his first rodeo, bro.
You got to imagine niggas were doing a mad thing when they were like 14. Where you never really seen I'm saying.
Yeah.
I never
seen like, no titties before.
Hey.
When's the first time you seen titties?
Like in person.
Like
that's different.
Of the internet.
On the internet, first time I like proper started watching porn. I told you, me and my nigga Ryan Green, bro, we used to get me. back in the day, we used to watch porn together.
I was in like year 10.
Pause.
Year 10. I saw my first tee and I was like,
remember the video what's his name, Saliba and those guys in
French.
Yeah.
That was very weird, bro.
One of my guys made a good point. He was like, it wasn't the first time it happened.
Of course, they were so comfy.
He was like, everyone was too comfy. Everyone was too comfy for it to be the first time it happened.
Sorry, brotherhood is not, it doesn't go like that.
It does not go that deep. Out love, like there isn't a single man on this planet I love enough to do that.
Impossible.
Yeah, I don't think that's love or hate. Impossible.
That's crazy.
Weird. That
what if he nuts?
Who?
What if he nuts? And there's a nigga just nutting all over himself sitting next to you.
You just gotta be there. Just watch
this splurging, fam.
I said splurging. Fair enough. That's
niggas,
crazy.
Yeah, yo, I was having an interesting conversation today. Niggas were talking about when they bash on their side or standing up. I said standing up. That was fucking scary. Man said standing up, blood. Man said standing up, you know.
They bash on their side?
Yeah.
Wait, like laying on their side?
Well, like that?
Yeah, on their side. And that's more common than you think, because someone else has told me that as well. And I said, rare, you lot are really living like this.
So I think side and stand up is ridiculous, bro.
Standing up is scary, bro. Standing up is very scary.
So how'd you do it? Sitting down?
Wait, no, I'm on your back, down. Nigga. What do you mean? Lie down.
Well, we're talking about like the way we...
Yeah, like...
Niggas beat their dick standing up.
Like, if there's no one in the room. Sorry, there's no one else. It's just you. No,
niggas, the niggas want to be Kieran Lee so bad.
I can't lie.
Man, you know, man.
I can't lie. I done it standing up once, yeah.
Why?
I just needed something new. Like,
fair enough.
Like,
sometimes you use your right hand. I'm
so
like,
what? You're there, hand on your hip.
The warm baby.
I'm not even going to talk to you watching this because my sister watches this. Naomi.
Oh, shit. My
sister watches this, isn't it? So yeah. I'm not even going to talk too much about all that. Yeah. But laying on your side is bonkers.
It's bonkers. Yeah. Standing up is scarier.
Standing up, yeah. It wasn't the warm baby oil. It wasn't doing enough. I just had to new position.
So what did you do? You stood up?
Just stood up. And then, bro, my knees started shaking like, whee. You know when
you start buckling,
but you're not even comfortable.
Started like, gully creeping. I was wrong.
Like, why is that an option? You're not even comfortable, blood.
Nah, sometimes.
And there's no one else in the room. It's just you. Like, why are you doing that?
Don't judge me.
Why are you doing that?
That's crazy.
We went 40 minutes straight horny.
Low key.
I mean, we paid our respects to Scott Hall and such. Yeah. I mean, I tried to. I don't know what you niggas was doing, but
real horny I was.
Question for you lot.
Yeah, go on.
Do you lot feel like you'd handle war? Like being able to be in actual war.
No.
Huh?
No.
I serve crack before I serve crack, bro. My heart,
no,
bro.
No, but even like say if you just like you were just in it, like you had to do it and you're there front line.
I guess we have to adapt because the people World War 1, World War 2 they had to adapt. But
yeah.
The first few times seeing niggas get blown up and shit will probably mess you up, but
a nigga just slaps an AK in your hand.
Do you know what? I think about this sometimes, you know. Mm. I think about it sometimes because a lot of young kids get pulled in, like 18 and even me as I am now, you pull me into it, yeah.
Yeah, man, I ain't with that shit.
Yeah, maybe as a human being, you can, like, you probably have to.
Some people might adapt, but some people might just go crazy off the walls. Because a lot of people during the wars, like the trained soldiers, they went crazy off the shit they saw and the shit they had to do.
I'd lose my mind, because what?
You ain't seen what I see, fact, man.
You ain't seen what I see, man. You wasn't there.
Lose my mind.
You wasn't there in Vietnam, man.
The fact that you can die.
Bro, people came back crazy from Vietnam. You know?
Well, I know someone who served, who was a Marine.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of like operations where it was like compromised. You get me? So it's like you're talking about like being like airlifted into a location, like throwing like smoke grenades and flashbangs into a room.
Yeah.
And just running in there, bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
And he did that for years, innit? And he said that like most of the dudes that he served with, or a few of the dudes that he served with, just killed themselves like when they got back.
Mm-hmm. It's a different life, bruv. Like, it's a different.
Ended up changing his name, changing identity, and like moving here, innit? Like he just.
If you condition yourself to that, and that's your everyday, maybe you can convince yourself that this is just what life is.
Yeah.
And then you go back to regular life. And
you're like, yeah, what the fuck is this, bro?
You can't just take off the jersey, like it's not that anymore.
Like
bro.
Even obviously, I've joked about it before, but niggas that go to war, they hear fireworks. Ah,
bro, it's real.
Long day, 5th of November.
But you hear people, you hear like about how they're like driving down in the street. And then they see like a Tesco bag, like move in front of their car, and they start swerving. They think it's a fucking landmine or something. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Do you know the mental fortitude you gotta have to be like a soldier, like an elite one?
Yeah.
I think the worst thing for me isn't even the fact that it would happen to me. Yeah. It's the fact that when you're getting there, you have to come to terms with your own mortality. You could die anytime.
Yeah.
You just sit in your room thinking, I could die today.
Yeah.
I think that is nuts.
This mission or this like battle, I can actually die. You can make peace with that.
Yeah.
That'll make me go
every
nuts,
single
bro.
Time. Yeah,
that'll make me go crazy.
I'm pussy. I'll run away.
Because today, I'm calm. I can wake up today and I know that my only problem is that I've got to go work today.
Yeah.
Not that I could die. That's fucked, bro, when I think about it.
But you say, like, you niggas from East, you lot live in war, like...
I can't lie, was it? For me, 09 to like 012 was spooky, fam.
Bro, oh, bro, I think that was a real...
I could go anywhere, bro. That was real war, bro.
that was an epidemic we don't talk about, man. Yeah. Like, niggas was getting their phone stolen for no reason. Like, everyone was just on badness, I feel like, when we was growing up. And like, you just wanted to make it home safe. And you're thinking, damn, today could be my last day. Because you just heard my man just got poked. And you're thinking, who's next?
Well, no, there was a period like, I felt like it was like 09 to 010. Like, you know, like four, five people getting stabbed every single day, bro.
It was scummy, bro. It was
Shang-Chi, bro.
It's a very weird time in life, you know.
But once we, when you deep it, it was very nuts just growing up. It's just, in like, obviously we're not in it now because we're all
like older, innit? Yeah.
But I feel like nowadays, even though nowadays is a lot more mental, but it doesn't happen as frequently, I feel like.
Oh, we're just not tapped in because we're just so...
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I'm so much older than... Like, say I go back to certain places in my area. I see, like, the new kids. I have no clue who they are.
Yeah.
10 plus years younger than me. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, have you seen that TikTok of that grown man? And he's talking to the kids. He's like, you don't know how many people are punched up in these ends.
they don't, because...
Wait, the kids are, like, 9 and he's, like, 35.
What?
Nah, he's literally...
Get a job, old man. Like,
these kids are like 9, 10, and there's like about 6, 7 of them, man. He's a big... he's like a skinny big man. Like, he looks like a nitty, but he's like, you don't know how many people punch up in these ends. And like, he's just... Bro, if I find that video...
No, but it's true, though. Like, literally, because we're so far removed from it. Yeah, man.
Have you seen what the kids have, like, have access to these days, brother? You see what the youths have access to these days.
Yeah, bro. I'm lucky I didn't grow up in this.
Bro, the ZK era is ridiculous.
You know, somebody as well, now, because obviously, like, all these kids now, they might, back in the day, you might catch it up, beam up, or stab, whatever. You won't film it, though. But now they're filming that shit. Like, thing is, back in the day, you can take L's, Bare people taking L's, Nobody will know about it unless, like, you're in that beef.
Yeah.
Now, every single L you take,
It's on the thing, bruv. It's on YouTube. There will be one nerd, one nerd documenting it on YouTube, bruv.
Yeah, man.
ZK era is nuts.
You don't understand how funny. Oh, man.
The whole, like kids having, so much, like, access to the internet, knowing how to use it, knowing how to use it, bro. There were youths ordering ZKs off the black internet. I said the black internet, bro. The dark web,
That shit, man. Yeah, man. Because they grew up like all through the internet. Because we were like the last generation. We got a bit older, but we still had like stuff that we didn't have. We weren't as tied to the internet as, you know.
Man, I'm walking up to you with things like this.
Even longer, bro. A ZK, bro.
With the teeth on it and
that's
all.
That's your whole torso, bro.
Yeah.
But another question.
Why are you running? Nigga, you got a fucking zombie.
Why don't you put that down?
We can compensate.
Maybe we can talk. Maybe.
But yeah, that's
the order of a ZK. You think it's reasonable?
You know what I'm saying?
Let me You see, with they're saying like the Ukrainian refugees, you lot letting one of them niggas stay with you?
No.
Yeah, them niggas gotta hold that.
I wouldn't say they gotta hold that, but would they let me stay with them?
They won't even leave you.
I know that's not the best way to look at things, because it shouldn't be a thing of, oh, just because they wouldn't do it and and you should turn the other cheek whatever.
That's how I see
it. But my thing is this, I saw something where a black woman, but a black person who lived in Ukraine was saying that when they were moving people out of the country and getting people out of the country, the Ukrainian white people were letting animals and pets.
Yeah, they'll on get the borders, whatnot, kicked off their buses,
So it's like, bro, why?
No, I let them go hold that.
Bottom line is, even before we get there, it shouldn't even be our problem. Like, the government should have things in place, or like, should actually be putting things in place, rather than putting it into the houses of civilians.
You see Boris Johnson, he was like, hey, they can't stay at number 10. And I was like, damn, if they can't stay there, they think they can stay with us.
Word.
So someone was like, I dare a Ukrainian stay with me. I'm sending him OT.
That's what I was going to say. That's what Ludo would do, bro. That's what Ludo would do.
My work in this house.
Give him something to stay, though.
My man coming from Ukraine and thinking he's got a better life. Next minute, he's in Blackpool.
He's trying to find the pebs in his mouth. Yeah.
He's in worse conditions. He's like, yeah, well, let me fly back.
I should have stayed in Ukraine.
Like seven niggas in one crib.
The only Ukrainian I'm going to stay in my crib is Shevchenko.
No. That,
I'm not letting any other Ukrainian stay in my crib. Shevchenko can stay in my crib.
How about the boxer guy? What's his name again?
Yeah, Usyk can stay. No, Lomachenko can stay in my crib as well. Yeah. And Usyk. That's it.
Well, only the popping niggas.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Hey, man. Gotta hold that.
It's a shame. Only the niggas with the rollies. Hey, it's a man. Shame.
Hezbollah's gonna stay at my crib before.
He's Russian, brother.
Yeah. He's Russian. He's on the other side.
He's cool. He's comfy.
Yeah.
We're in Dubai right now anyway, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes to the offline. I see. I think they got to him. Ah. I see. I put my. You see the little Hezbollah thing?
Mm.
You see my man over there? But you see the little one I have?
Yeah.
So I put it on my front window, yeah?
Yeah.
And then, like, there was people outside my house just like taking pictures of it. And then my mum was switching. It's just like, I don't need no political statements from this little Russian boy to get down through off my room. I was like, damn, what's that?
Political statement.
Political statement. It's just some guy. Somebody guy.
I was like, okay. But nah, man.
It's just some guy.
People taking pictures of my crib though. I don't know about that.
Yeah, yeah, that was a bit spooky, but hey man. Looking, this Hezbollah.
I don't know. I never, for me, in it, the whole Hezbollah thing is like.
You don't find it funny?
I don't know. It's like, what's funny
the first week, yeah, after that.
No, like, I think it's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, that's it. Novelty wore off.
The novelty lasted like a day.
Nah.
For me.
I feel like Hezbollah is probably one. He could drop a new video and it's just.
Like. Guy's a grown man.
It's true. He's
a like, word to Imran, grown man sitting on another grown man's lap. Like, he's sitting on Khabib's lap and the guy's like 20 years old.
Yeah, I know.
Like, he's only acceptable because he's small.
Yeah.
Like, what if I was sitting on Khabib's lap? Like,
look like a big ass baby.
Like, it wouldn't be endearing, innit? It'd be weird.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
Get
me?
Uncle Baby.
Uncle Baby for real. Like,
you see that nigga on the bus? Remember that nigga with the bus in his school uniform? And he's like 35.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a bald head. He looks like some guy I know even.
Yeah, Alice.
Nah, there was some you I knew back in secondary school, bro.
Yeah, your squad bare ringers, bro.
Wow.
So many ringers.
Like, old, blood.
No way this guy's my age, bro.
There was a U in my school like 2 years below me. So when I was in year 10, he would have been in like year 8. The bro had a full beard.
Yeah, no.
No, I mean like thick. Like thick. With like thick sideburns.
I remember
thick beard.
I was playing this guy. He went to, I think it was like Oasis Academy. And like, I barged him. And it was like a barge in a brick wall, but he was mad, like skinny, but he was just grown man weight. And then he looked at me and just smiled, and I see a gold tooth. I was like, bro, we 14. What's going on?
No, that mean my school played one team like Tahamlis or something. Yeah, this guy, like your 8 and 9, his hairline was yeah. Like, there's no way you're our age, bro.
Listen, them time.
And I think someone tackled him like, hey, have respect. I got kids your age. I'm like, what?
What?
Huh? I'm sorry.
No, they're taking a piss, bro.
Gap.
But yeah, like, there's even
them Tamil man had the beard in like year eight and nine.
I never said where he was from. I don't even know where he was from.
Early.
But like that nigga had a full beard.
Hey, shout out to my nigga Abdi, man. He had a job when we was like 13.
That could be 60 different niggas, no sense.
Yeah, but one thing I respect that I seen him like a few years ago. The hairline stayed consistently at the back. Like, couple was like receding a little, but it just stays there. It just amazes me.
Like, I hear that, man.
I think you met Abdi.
Have I?
I'm sure.
What'd I meet him?
Football.
Why'd you say football like that?
You said football.
Oh, I probably meant to say football, but I'd say ball. Sorry, I made him a little.
It just sounded bare weird, though, innit? Like, I didn't like how that sounded.
Damn,
like,
why are you niggas on my dick?
Pause, nigga.
Play.
Yeah. But
fast forward, nigga.
There was something I wanted to ask you as well. Have you lot had like any like near-death experiences?
Many.
Near-death experiences.
I got shot at.
Yeah, I remember that story, actually.
You know them experiences like when you're in it, you're thinking, there's no way I make this out alive.
I don't know if I've ever had.
I don't even be thinking. I'm just thinking, brother. I gotta just get away from the situation. Most times, I don't think I'm gonna make it alive or not.
Like I've had bad situations where I've almost got hit by a car and that because like I was crossing the road like a dickhead.
Yeah.
As in, I remember one time I had my headphones in, like, full blast. This is so mundane compared to getting fucking shot at. But I was about to cross the road. And as I was crossing the road, my brain told me, you're going the wrong way. Mm. So I stopped mid-step and turned to go that way. But as I was turning, a car zoomed past me. Like, like to the point where it wasn't going slow enough to stop. So if I had not had that thought, I would have stepped in front of that car and
done,
got lifted.
You'd have been in the air, bro.
Yeah.
I think my
that's probably the closest I've gotten, because I stood there for a sec like, whoa.
Like, I nearly got written off.
Yeah, I nearly got written, bro.
My one was, I was driving and then I was like, what would it be like if I pressed the brakes with my left foot? I was just doing dumb shit. I was doing like 60. I just pressed it, but pressed it way too hard. Back wheels spun out and I was like, it's like a moment of time where your back wheels spin out and you're thinking, yeah, I'm dead.
And then, why did you do that?
Bro, I don't know to this day. I just had this, I have to do things, to know not to do it again.
Niggas aren't like, don't realize that life is precious. Like life is precious.
I was thinking, what's the worst gonna happen if I press with my left foot?
You could die.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that. Would you know that?
And no, but.
But would you know that until I told you?
But it's dangerous though.
But would you know that until I told you?
But it's, I could have told you that was dangerous. So yeah, I would know that. Like common sense told you that's
pressing with your left foot.
There's a reason why you don't usually use your left foot.
Some people use both feet.
But do you?
No.
There you go then.
So I need to, do you use your left foot in football?
Yeah, well, when you have to.
But
Lou doesn't use his right foot in football.
Yeah, he's only well, left foot people can't.
You know what, I hate that because right footers don't use their left foot.
Yes, they can.
They, ooh, bro. Think of the five most ambidextrous players you know in world football. All of them right footed.
I don't know about that, bro.
All right, cool. A left footer's right foot is worse than a right footer's left foot.
Like, how many left-footed players in the world do you not have a great right foot?
No.
Like, Messi's right foot ain't even that great.
Yeah, it's good.
Compared to
It's good, but,
No, by his standards. If we're comparing, so, like, how good is Messi's left foot compared to his right foot? Sorry, the other way around.
A better way. How good is Ronaldo's
left foot? Chino's left foot as well. Back me up, you waste.
Your left foot is left foot neither.
Left foot, left foot.
Chino don't use his right foot neither, sorry.
That's what I'm, but I know what my shortcomings are.
Yeah.
I know what my shortcomings are. Yeah.
Ludo knows he doesn't have a right foot though.
However, I do, I'm trying to think as well, like, in truth.
But give me a player in the world who has who's a left foot, who has a great right foot.
As in like, at the same level or just a great right foot? Because Messi's already won. He's just not at the same level.
But Messi's right foot ain't even that crazy.
Hey, man, he scores
right. He scores with his right. He just doesn't take set pieces with
you
his right.
You can't really think of many great Messi goals with his right foot like that.
The one where he goes to everyone against Getafe.
That was a fucking tapping.
You said
great goals. Don't be adding disclaimers now.
I've seen Ronaldo slap it.
The one against Real
Madrid. Bottom bins.
Real Madrid when he was younger. And he goes for like the whole like four.
Bro, he's not rassing it with his right foot in these goals. He's taking man on and tapping it in.
Is that
I've seen, for
thing?
Instance, I've seen Mane rass it with his left foot.
Alright, cool.
Rass it.
Alright, cool. Let's put it this way. Ronaldo's left foot or Messi's right foot?
Ronaldo's left foot by a landslide.
Okay, fair enough.
Fine.
Even Mane has a better left foot than Ronaldo.
But the thing is, Messi's left foot is 10 times better than Ronaldo's right foot.
I wouldn't say 10 times better, but it is better.
It's out of this world.
I would
of course
say
it's
so.
Out of this world.
It's Ronaldo's. Yeah, but Ronaldo's touch, alright, cool, is good, great or anything, but Messi's out of this world.
Okay.
Name me a goal Ronaldo scored where you're thinking, wow. Like,
he did it the other day against Tottenham.
Now there's many.
I'm talking, Messi has dribbled past everyone with outside of his left foot.
But Ronaldo's never been, even when Ronaldo was a good dribbler, Ronaldo was never going to pick the ball up on a halfway line and take on.
He tried to.
But Ronaldo was a great dribbler in his prime, but he was never going to do what.
But he was never Messi's level.
Yeah.
No one said
Messi,
he was.
That's what I'm saying.
We're getting off track. Yeah. My point is this, left footed niggas always never have a right foot.
Yeah, Robin didn't have a right foot.
He didn't need one.
He never needed one.
Who never needed one?
Robert, because that trick worked every single time.
You knew what he was doing, bro. You know what he was going to do, bro.
But
every single time.
Even Salah ain't got right foot neither.
I'm trying to think of one even myself, like, but
left foot niggas ain't got right foot.
It's
right,
overstated, man.
It's not overstated.
I feel like Ludo's right. I feel like it might be overstated.
I feel like left footed niggas like think they're different, so they just perfect their left foot and give their right foot.
I think they're just naturally.
It's just not coming to mind right now, but I feel like there's definitely players, man.
Couldn't name a player What, left? That's left foot, right foot.
That's left footed, but he has a, like a, not an equally good, but a very good right foot.
There's Dembele.
But there's not many people in the world who have like equally both. Anyway, Ambi is rare for a reason.
I'm not even saying Ambi. Yeah. I'm not even saying Ambi because Mane ain't Ambi, but he's got a great left foot. You get me? Son, I wouldn't say Son's. I don't think Son's Ambi, but he's got a great left foot.
He does know.
Ronaldo has a great left foot, even now.
Who else?
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of players
all,
who have.
All the top ball. All the top ball.
Neymar has a great left foot.
Yeah, Neymar, he's like, he's very
good. All right, cool. Yeah. I can put all the top 20 ballers, yeah, who are right footed, have a decent left foot.
Like, how many great footballers who are right footed have a useless left foot?
Like, useless.
Rashford.
He's just useless. He's just useless. That nigga dropped a new apology, by the way. I read it on my way here.
For telling my man to come around the corner?
Yeah, but the thing is, my thing is this. I don't like the fact that people hold professional athletes to a higher standard.
Yeah, 100%.
Just because I get paid $250,000 a week don't mean you can call me every name under the sun. I'm still a human being.
Obviously, I've seen a video where he's walking to the coach or whatever.
Yeah,
and my man's like, oh, after a stinker like that, you don't want to chat to us.
No!
Duh. Why would I want to talk to the fans after you lot are slating me already? What am I? What's the conversation
gonna be? They're like, "You're shit."
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
because fans feel like they pay your wages. They feel like they do.
Yeah, there's woman entitlement.
Yeah, but
there's bare entitlement with fans.
But
and it's always a certain kind of fan.
Yeah, like niggas like us, we just be like we hate on like Twitter just to get jokes off.
Yeah.
Like it's just joke.
But after that, we're not gonna think. You don't owe me anything to me.
I'll never.
But they actually seen us like you owe me.
Yeah.
I'd never like say if one of the Tottenham Ben Davis, I hate that nigga. If I see him, I'm not gonna be like, oh, you should have done this. Really and truly, once football's finished after 10 minutes, I'm back to my normal self.
Not all the time. Yeah. Like for instance, Liverpool lose to Arsenal today, I'm gonna be angry for like a week.
Yeah, especially Arsenal, because Arsenal has loved to
win. Yeah. And like when we lost the Champions League final to Real Madrid, I was angry for like 3 weeks.
Fair enough.
Like I was in a foul mood for like 3 weeks. Football does have an effect to me. It'll never have the effect to me where like I'm abusing another human being. Like obviously, you see you get jokes off on Twitter and slander names, but it's never done with malice. These are people who are like recording him.
Yeah.
Saying incendiary comments to get a reaction and then be like, oh, well, how dare you? What?
And I've been saying Rashford needs to go to his villain era.
He needs to stop posting these apologies, innit?
Because you know, apparently his brother runs his account, innit?
But even still, but you know what?
His brother's posting, but yeah.
These apologies are enabling people because they know, oh, he'll do this, we'll do this, whatever. And then even if, whatever, he'll post an apology and it just enables the behaviour because they know no matter what, he's going to come back around and take accountability for it.
And he's going to apologise.
Stop apologising.
Sometimes, like, in life, you just got to be an arsehole.
He's done
so well in life, as in he's helped out during the pandemic, but hey, man, it's time to just concentrate on yourself.
Hey, listen, where to Scott Hall? Bad times never last. Bad guys do.
Yeah.
Hey. Do you think I'm winning?
Bro.
I want to say something, but I don't think I should say it. There was one person who had a villain era and then form of his life. And RIP to him though, but
who?
I'm not saying his name. But
villain just, era, form of his life.
Who's that? Is it a footballer?
Oh, I was a basketball player.
Not saying it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
I've seen Dave Chappelle stand up on it when he does.
No, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that.
Forgot all about it when he dropped it.
Play for your freedom.
You're not fucking crazy. Rest in peace.
But yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, sometimes just be the bad guy and just hold that. You know what I mean?
I've got no problem with, like, this is what I would say. It's a good thing I'm not a professional athlete.
Yeah, well,
because it would never be me. It would never be me.
Yeah, you could
if I was Rashford, I'd have said, suck your mum.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
I feel like American basketballers would tell you that too.
Yeah. American basketball players and obviously NFL, in America, they're different. They'll tell the reporters and the fans to suck the whatever. Yeah. But here, it's still a bit more
Westbrook telling bad niggas suck.
Or like, nigga, you know what I think? Someone reported him to say something like, nigga, what? I'm not going to say that.
Do you know what it is? Why do you think that is? Because I don't think that's even a personality thing. I think it's just.
It's UK culture, big bro.
Yeah, UK culture is a bit more.
We can't say much.
Very much reserved. You have to be reserved, and
you have to be more reserved. Like America, you know,
and you have to be measured because it's like if you're out of that,
that's why even
prim and proper.
Yeah,
if you're out of that box, yeah, you're considered like an outlier.
That's why the talk shows are even different. The talk shows here compared to America are much more different.
Yeah,
why do you think we like the talk shows there compared to talk shows here? You know what I'm saying?
You ever heard that?
Like, for example, can you imagine? Okay, let's just say Shannon Sharp, we love Shannon Sharp and whatnot. Can you imagine like when he comes into the show with like a roll up weed and that and thing and Henny?
Yeah,
imagine like Carragher doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think Carragher can get away with it. Carragher and Gary Neville have that dynamic.
Fair enough.
But let's say, for instance, if we were to slap United,
yeah.
I reckon Carragher could get away, or Michael Richards could get away with coming in like a cigar.
Yeah, maybe.
I reckon.
Because Ian Wright and Michael Richards, they definitely could get away with it.
I think like, if Carragher was hosting M&F with Gary Neville, because they have that kind of banter, Liverpool-Man United thing. Like, if Liverpool were to slap Man United on the weekend, for instance, and they did M&F together, I reckon Carragher could get away with coming in with like a bottle of Jack Daniels and a cigar.
But
I reckon he could probably get away with it.
You see white niggas take it too far. You see Carragher come out with Coke.
You got the Gillette.
You ever heard that phrase, yeah? And no one that sticks out, get hammered down. That's British culture as a whole, bro. They don't like that.
But yeah.
Oh, it's been
up. No, you're right. I think, yeah, they definitely, yeah. No, you're right.
Mm-hmm. But anyway,
I like that phrase, though.
Anyways, like Apes on Tapes, episode 36.
Yo, we just come in and be talking about anything. That's crazy, you know.
You 36?
Hey, Apes and Tapes for real.
Yeah,
yo.
Hey, shout out to the people who are just crocking onto the name. Yeah, white people still call it AOT.
As they should.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for everyone that be like mentioning us like throughout the weekend, though. People like, we mentioned us in lists, you know. I saw that.
Yeah.
I love that, man.
I feel like we've definitely reached more since we started doing the YouTube thing.
Yeah, definitely. People like to see what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Love for all of that. Listen, use the hashtag.
Subscribe.
Like, subscribe, YouTube.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Over and out.
Over and out,
peace.
Man.
Love.
Peace.
Oh, this Liverpool game. We need to get.
You're saying, bro.
Yeah, I need to rip out.